Hello and welcome back to another episode of I Know I Sound Crazy. It is 2023. It's February, okay? We've got the year of 2023 rolling. If you were wondering where I was for a month, great question. As you know, I publish the episodes when they're ready, but I did record an episode in January and it's a good one, but I did not want to start the year off with it. Once I release it, you will understand. I thought to start the new year, we would do something like a little bit more fun and a little bit more lighthearted. I'm always trying to like find a way to combine everything I love. As you know, manifestation is probably my favorite topic. I'm going to argue more than conspiracies. Some people think it is a conspiracy that you can manifest. They think that's fake. When I'm talking, they think I'm in la la land and that I'm just, you know, head is in the clouds, poor girl, little ditzy thing. I'm really, really insulting myself right now, but not really. Like, some people hear those podcasts and that's what they think about me. And I know that because I've had conversations with some of those people, which is fine. Like, not everyone's going to be on board with manifesting, but I'm always trying to like combine that with, you know, conspiracies and pop culture and blind items. And I think they all bleed into each other. Manifesting, I think, is how we're supposed to live our life, consciously manifesting. And I think it has been hidden from us, which is the conspiracy. And I think the powers that be are trying to keep us down and keep us sick and keep us tired and depressed. And I think they use the media to enforce that. And unfortunately, sometimes I think celebrities get caught up in that. Sometimes I think the celebrities know exactly what they are promoting. And sometimes I think they have no idea. They're just kind of doing what they're told. And I think once you shatter the illusion of celebrity culture and what's actually happening, it allows you to like view the world through a different lens. And once you take celebrities off of a pedestal, you're able to kind of reexamine, I mean, really everything you've been told, right? Because it's not just celebrities. It's what's being told to us in the media, you know? Like, I often think about this. If the pandemic had never made it to the news, what would have happened, do you think? I'm not saying people wouldn't have gotten sick. I'm not a Rona denier. I know that it's fucking real. I mean, my boyfriend had it over the summer, was very sick. Like, I have very healthy friends who got it 2 years ago and still have like some residual chest pain. I know that it's real. I'm not denying it. But like, what if they hadn't put it out the way that they did and scared people so badly the way that they did, right? The media controls a good portion of what we think about ourselves and the world and what we think is possible, and then we manifest more of it. In my mind, all roads lead back to manifesting. And I think once you start questioning the media's narrative and the role that celebrities might play in that, you're kind of on your way to a wake up. And then that triggers like a spiritual awakening. And I love talking about spirituality and religion and how I think a lot of times religion and churches are also used to help create this narrative and this structure of a system to keep us down. So in my mind, all of my little conspiracy topics connect. Like, there's a reason I started with the Mandela Effect episode. My very first podcast ever was Mandela Effect. Because, bitch, I knew that the CERN thing was going to happen. Because, you know, eyeball deep in conspiracy shit. I knew they were brewing some stuff. I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But I started talking about the Mandela Effect because, you know, when they said, oh, we're going to potentially tear a portal in time and space, I'd be like, oh, no big deal. Like, we've been there before. That's why C-3PO's leg is a different color now. Like, we know. We've been there, done that. James Earl Jones is alive in our timeline. He died in the other one. If you know, you know. Britney Spears had a headset in that music video. If you know, you know. The point of all this being, sometimes my podcast, I don't know where I should start. Like, I feel overwhelmed with what I want to talk about that day, because I've got all these things going on in my head and they all connect, but I feel like if I start talking about all of them, they're not going to connect. Oh, and then also blind gossip, which I love, because basically it just reinforces the idea that like everything celebrities do, I shouldn't say everything, I shouldn't talk in absolutes, a lot of what celebrities do is fabricated, right? Like they're just carrying out orders, for lack of better wording. Why do you guys think that nobody told on Harvey Weinstein sooner? Because they didn't want to get in trouble and they wanted to still make money and they were scared. So nobody said anything. Like, I mean, that's kind of a great example right there. And it protected his reputation and it controlled the media narrative, even though he had been an abuser for years and years. No one was talking about it publicly. So all of this to say, I like to talk about all of these topics and I think that they all connect. And sometimes I get really overwhelmed because I'm like, I don't know how to formulate this thought right now. Like, how do I get my point across without sounding too crazy? Like, obviously I sound crazy. That's kind of my whole shtick, but like, I don't want to sound untrustworthy. And I think I like bully myself sometimes into a creative rut. And I've really felt that for the last month-ish. I'm very happy with the episode I recorded last month, but again, I'll just give you a little spoiler. It's fine. It's a spiritual episode. Again, I'm sorry for those of you who didn't grow up religious and don't care. It's a spiritual/religion episode. Got a guest on it. I'm very proud of it, but I didn't really want to start the year off like that. So I have been editing it and I was like, I'll just give them like a little snack, a little something else until that episode comes out. And I haven't been able to think of shit, which is crazy because I have like 4 episodes saved on my laptop right now and I hate them and I haven't released them yet because I don't like them. And I don't really know why I'm telling you all this, but basically I do know why I'm saying this. I don't ever want you guys to think that I just like don't care or God forbid I'm being lazy. I've actually made more podcasts in the month of January than I think I've ever made, and I don't like them. So that's why they're not being released, because I struggle sometimes with like articulating all of my wild connecting thoughts and I don't want to put out anything that's like subpar. So all that to say, I'm going to try to explain what I said at the beginning of the episode, but how I think it pertains to year 2023, like what I think we're going to see more of and what kind of my worldview is right now and like what I think is happening. So we're going to see how this goes. I haven't done an episode like this before where it's more just my opinion on something, not like a deep dive of a conspiracy. But I think if I can get this out the way that I want to, it will explain why I cover the topics that I cover and ultimately what I think this year is going to look like and what I think we can be doing to like manifest the timeline that we want quicker. Because in my mind, it is all connected. Also, I'm starting a Patreon. I mean, it's the next step, right? I've had some people ask me to cover some topics that are a little bit more dark or a little bit more, dare I say, they might raise some eyebrows. And I mean, it's not a foolproof system because basically Patreon is just like a private platform, but like anybody could pay to get in there. So like, I mean, I'm not going to do a public episode on the Clinton like body count, but if I did like a private episode on the Clinton body count, technically like Hillary could still join my Patreon if she wanted to and like find out what I was saying. So it's not foolproof, but it does offer a layer of protection and a layer of privacy. You know, I've had a lot of people ask if I would dive more into like purity culture. Me and Nicole kind of hinted at it a little bit, didn't go super deep into it. There's a lot to be said, but it is like a vulnerable thing to talk about. And I don't know if I feel comfortable talking about that so publicly. Again, not foolproof. Could an ex-boyfriend subscribe to my Patreon and listen to my, you know, most personal inner thoughts? Absolutely. But at that point, he's paying. So who is really winning here? Probably me. But I will be posting about that and you can subscribe. You can do multiple tiers when you like are the creator. I'm just going to start with one. Let's just start with one. Something else I really struggle with is if it's not perfect, I don't want to do it. And that has honestly been kind of a source of like deep frustration in my life, because if it's not perfect, I won't release it. So like I'm driving myself crazy nitpicking an episode or whatever and picking it apart. And there's so many things that I haven't posted on my Instagram stories before because I'm like, maybe this doesn't make sense, or maybe like it doesn't look good. You know, like people won't get it. And then it hits mainstream and I'm like, fuck, like I should have posted it. I was ahead of them. And it would have been nice to have it on record. So I'm working on that. That's something I'll be working on this year in general. I think sometimes it's just better to do it. It doesn't have to always be perfect. So that being said, we're just going to start with one tier and it will be $5 a month. And obviously you do not have to subscribe to that. And my public podcast will always be here. And obviously it's free. And I do this for free because I want to, and I love doing this, and it's brought me a lot of happiness and ultimately made me feel very fulfilled. So I want to continue to always have this public space to talk about things that I want to talk about. But if you would like, you know, a little bit more content and maybe access to some more controversial topics, Patreon. So for $5 a month, you'll get at least one additional podcast a month. And then I'm going to do like additional content. I've had some people ask about like my editing process, or like, you know, how do you figure out the research and how do you figure out what your podcast is going to be structured like or whatever. And then also I think when I have guests, it'd be fun to have clips of us actually recording it, and then discussion forums so you guys can talk in the comments and be friends, because there's a lot of like-minded people in my DMs, which is really nice to see. And I know people aren't always comfortable being outspoken about their beliefs, but again, this would be like a private space to do that. So I will post about that. That will be ready shortly, and you can subscribe to that if you feel so inclined. Okay, so now I'm going to try to break down my favorite concept, the world is a stage. That obviously sounds a little bit confusing, but basically, I think everything that we see is by design, and we see it because we are, quote unquote, allowed to see it. A lot of people are going to struggle with this concept at first. That's fine. Very normal. It basically goes against everything that we're taught from the time that we're a little kid. It's actually a quote within As You Like It, which is a play by William Shakespeare. And he says, all the world's a stage. Now, I think the world was a stage before William Shakespeare wrote this play. I think the world's been a stage for a long time, and I think people are just now truly questioning their reality, and that's how you break out of the play, for lack of better wording. So when I say all the world's a stage, I mean that there is nothing that you see in the media, there is nothing that you're going to see in the news, nothing in the newspaper, nothing being reported on, no articles being published that you are not supposed to see. Everything that's being published right now is intentional. If you have noticed, there has been a huge shift since 2020. So most people in my DMs are telling me they had a spiritual awakening, enlightenment, whatever, in 2020 when the lockdown happened. That happened to, I think, most people. Again, I try to be careful and not use like broad statements, but I think a lot of people had an awakening in 2020. Very normal. So before 2020, I'll use myself as an example. I really genuinely thought you live your life day in, day out, you know. I was a very strong Christian, so it was like, you know, I go to church and like love God, love people, live my best life. Sometimes life isn't fair and bad things happen and politics are scary and, you know, politicians are always going to be corrupt and just bad things are always going to happen and there's always going to be evil and that's it. And the rich stay rich, and if you're poor, you might be poor, and like too bad, so sad. I don't know. It wasn't like I had a good life. I was happy, but I definitely was not in tune to what was actually happening around me. And then the lockdown hit, and I think the first moment that I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck, was when a group of celebrities decided that the way to comfort the masses was to make a video of them singing Imagine to all of us from their mansions and vacation homes where they were quarantining. And I thought it was a joke when I first watched it. I like thought they were kidding. And then I realized that they were not kidding. And they were genuinely like trying to make us feel better. And that was the first moment where I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You are telling me that this is supposed to make me feel better? I just lost my job. At the time, I actually had two jobs. I lost both of them in a couple days because the whole world shut down. And I couldn't go home to see my family in North Carolina because I was in New York. I had just moved into an apartment and my roommate was literally a stranger. And all of a sudden, we're quarantining together. Like, we were figuring out how to go get groceries, like not run out of food in our little tiny New York apartment. And everyone was thinking we were going to catch this like airborne disease. It literally felt like I Am Legend, right? Like, we didn't know. I saw that first episode of Walking Dead where the guy wakes up out of the coma and there's just like bodies everywhere. Like, the news made it out to be like, that's what it was going to be like. We were like, is the virus airborne? Like, can you walk down the street and breathe it in and you can catch it? And I remember my roommate telling me that her friend was a doctor at a hospital in Manhattan. And they said, if you get a fever and you can't make it to the hospital, you will die. And I didn't have health insurance. So I was like, awesome, fucking awesome, bro. Great, sick, amazing. And Kristen Wiig wearing a fedora singing Imagine to me is supposed to make me feel better. Are you fucking kidding me? So I just could feel it in my spirit. I was like, something is wrong. And I know it's not like a video of celebrities, but like something is wrong. Like, what is happening in my spirit? And I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast before, but I started digging. And the more I did, the more I found, and I like couldn't get enough information. I kept digging and digging. And then obviously the Jeffrey Epstein stuff happened. And then I started noticing stuff with Britney Spears. And it was like all of the rabbit holes had like sub rabbit holes. And I was like, I'm losing my fucking mind. I truly felt like I had a pile of bricks on my chest for about 6 months. So I mean this so sincerely that like I know what it feels like to wake up and be like, yeah, what the fuck? This isn't fun. Like, I don't want to be awake to all of this corruption and then just feel like helpless. And I'm trapped in my little New York City apartment. Like, I can't even go anywhere. Like, is this as good as it gets? Is this it? Like, are we all just slaves forever? Like, slaves to the system? And I look back at that time and I like wish I could hug myself because damn, it's a rough season when you're in it. And I think a lot of people listening to this have either already done this or you're doing it now. And this is just like based off of the conversations I've had with people. And the kicker for me was when I realized that religion had played a part in it, right? Like a religion that I had trusted so blindly. Like, I can't really think of another word. I mean, I trusted it with my whole heart, like every part of me trusted religion. And now I was like, oh, yikes. Like, they've helped push this narrative of enslavement as well. And I'm not saying all Christians are like that. And I'm not saying that every religion is like that. And anybody practicing a religion is pushing this narrative. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying like, no area of my life, no system in place in my life and in the world around me was untouched by this. Like, you know, I thought like the one thing that wouldn't be touched by this corruption would be church. LOL, right? Which I think is why I'm so passionate about my deconstruction of faith episodes, because I think that's so important if you want to actually fully awaken and fully come into enlightenment and this collective consciousness that I've been talking about for months. That either like, if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you're probably like, what the fuck is she talking about? I'm trying my best to explain it now. So when the celebrities made that video of them singing, I do not think it was ill intent. I think probably their managers said, hey, we're making this video during the pandemic. It's going to bring, you know, people happiness. Do it. And people just did it without thinking. But that was by design. That video was put out by design because the world is a stage and the things that you see are planned meticulously. And again, I love using celebrity examples because that's easy for you to spot. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And it becomes easier to decide what's actually real and what's actually happening and what's real people making real decisions and what are decisions being made for you and for the people that are giving you the message, right? So I've had a lot going on in my head for the last 3 years. I feel like I've really only been in a place where I'm willing to talk about this, like my actual worldview, probably for like the last 6 months. And I still don't even know how this is going to go, but we're going to do it. So basically, I think of the world like a pyramid, right? And each level of the pyramid from the top all the way to the bottom is basically just carrying out orders, okay? And you and I are part of this pyramid. So at the top, at the very, very top, you have whoever runs the world. Now, some people don't like this theory. Some people are like, that doesn't make sense. Look at corporations, bro. Every corporation is absorbed by another corporation, owned by another corporation. I mean, Disney all of a sudden owns all the Marvel stuff. Look at everything that you can watch on Disney Plus, because all of those companies are absorbed by Disney. ABC, that's Disney. It's stuff that like we didn't notice when we were younger. I guess we weren't like really looking for it or paying attention. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying we have something called the illusion of choice, right? Like we're over here thinking, am I going to watch this, this, or this? Doesn't matter. They're all owned by the same company. It's the same messages. It's the same programming. Just pick what channel you're going to watch it on. You see what I'm saying? So Johnson & Johnson owns like a ton of different companies. Tylenol is Johnson & Johnson. Aveeno, Neutrogena, Listerine, Zarbee's, which is funny because that gets painted to us like this organic, healthy, like toxin-free children's brand, LOL, owned by Johnson & Johnson, who's currently in a class action lawsuit because they put talc in their baby powder and people are getting cancer. That's a story for a different day. But I'm just saying, like, it's the illusion of choice. So this is common practice for companies. Why is it such a crazy idea that that's how the world is run, like a business? So anyway, the top, just humor me here. The top would be the people that are in charge, so powerful that they don't even need the fame. Like everybody else just kind of will follow orders, whatever those orders may be. And then the next level down would be people that you and I perceive as powerful, who are powerful, okay? But they are definitely more so household names. Now, obviously, this isn't a perfect science. I have expressed that. I'm just going to keep going with my theory at this point. So I would say that next level would be people that are very influential and have a lot of power and can pull some strings. So the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates, people who control pharmaceutical companies and money. Right? I mean, that pulls a lot of strings. And maybe like Elon Musk, because he's really rich and I don't know, thinks he's going to go to outer space, owns Tesla, owns Twitter. I'll throw him in there. Okay. And maybe like the next level down would be like the British royal family and like the president of the United States, right? And then I can't believe I put Elon Musk above the president, but at this point, considering what we have in the White House, I think people are really starting to question reality, as we should. And so then, I mean, I think it just keeps going. It would be like Kanye West. I would put the Kardashians. They have major influence. I would put Donald Trump in there. Whether people like it or not, he has influence. And I definitely would put like Kamala Harris and AOC and Greta Thunberg as the list continues to go. Like people that we look to have a reaction about something and we're like, how are they handling it? You know, the people that we get disappointed in when they don't speak out about a big social issue. People that we kind of base our reaction on how they are handling it. And that's almost like embarrassing to admit. But before I was awake, I did that all the time. Right? If it was someone I respected, well, how are they handling it? Oh, maybe I should like handle it like that. You think that's a coincidence? Come on. I mean, at the time I thought it was. I just was like, oh, I'm smart and I'm doing research. But now I see I was looking to other people to help me form an opinion. And I don't know if that's wise. I mean, I think you should listen to a lot of people and a lot of opinions. But ultimately, you have to go with your gut, right? Your intuition. I think we're literally being taught from the time that we're born, don't trust your gut. Don't trust your eyes and your ears. It doesn't matter what you're seeing or what you're hearing. This is what we said. So listen to it because it's fact and it fucks with your whole worldview. And so then at the bottom of the pyramid, ultimately, are people like you and I. And I would argue if you're listening to this, we're not at the very bottom because we are having spiritual awakenings and we're aware of what's going on in the world. So I would argue that there's even a level below us. And I don't mean that in a demeaning way at all. It is just for the sake of the analogy of a pyramid. You and I are like, huh, I think we're being told to carry out some orders. That's interesting. How do we feel about that? There's people underneath us who are very much like sound asleep and have no idea that there's any sort of system like this. They think our system is broken, not realizing it was designed this way. It was designed to be broken. It was designed to keep the rich rich and the poor poor and to keep people sick and oppressed and unhappy and miserable. And they're playing right into it without even realizing it. So what I think is happening now is whoever's at the top, I don't know if it's all of them. I don't know if it's just, it could just be a couple of them or just one of them. Somebody is now having a spiritual awakening. Somebody at the top. And they're like, fuck, like I have power. What can I do with this? How can I help wake the masses to the system that has always been in place? How do we do this? I posted something on my Instagram yesterday about like how you hit a golden age when the majority of people are not only awakening, but awakening all at once. And it gets me so fucking excited. I've mentioned it so many times on this podcast. Like it gets me so excited that that's what we're headed towards right now. And you can feel it. Like, even if this feels a little bit hippy dippy and a little bit out there, like you can feel it. I know that you can. And I also think if you're a really logical person, this is a hard concept to grasp because it goes against everything we've been taught, right? Like there's not some big mass conspiracy to control us. No, like we're just living life. But when you look at the way the systems are, we love to say the system's broken. And I'm telling you, it was by design. So I like to think that whoever's at the top is like Napoleon Hill, right? The guy that wrote Think and Grow Rich. I've talked about him with my manifesting episodes. He also wrote How to Own Your Own Mind. He wrote Keys to Success. And remember, the richest and most powerful people in the world at the time that Napoleon was writing these books, he was writing them in like the 30s, okay? And the most rich and powerful people, so like the Carnegie family, the Rockefellers, Henry Ford, they were like, yeah, you can't publish that. It's just going to make other people essentially too rich and too powerful. I think that they were truly worried about being overthrown. And so they demanded that the book get pulled. It got written in 1938. It didn't get published till 2011. Okay. So I think Napoleon Hill and then like Neville Goddard, who's a manifestation. I don't even want to call him coach because he was so much more than that, but basically just like was really a pioneer in that when it wasn't fully understood or accepted. There's a reason Neville Goddard isn't a household name. They didn't want it to be a household name. If you find out that you can think yourself out of unfortunate situations and manifest the life that you want and manifest the world that all of us want and deserve, it's over for them, right? And I mean, that's a fact. That's straight up a fact. Napoleon Hill, that's proof right there. They pulled the book in 1938, didn't get published until 2011. The most rich and powerful men of the world at that time said, yeah, don't publish it. You can literally fact check me on that. So I like to think that whoever is at the top now, there's like a Napoleon Hill and a Neville Goddard, and they're like, damn, okay, how do we help? What do? We don't like the way the system is. We don't like that it's, you know, a club for the rich, right? What do? You start dropping little bits of information. And little by little, it will make its way down the pyramid and it will eventually get to everybody. If you just like let me go on like an international intercom and explain everything that I know about manifesting, how well received do you really think it would be? Truly. I think those that have applied this principle to their life, they have seen the fruit of it, but it does sound crazy when you first just say it. So you think if they just like publish a story on it, the news runs a story on it, they publish an article about it in the New York Times, you think people are going to be like, oh, you're right. I have the power in my mind. It's all within me. Like, fuck no. If you Google Napoleon Hill, you're going to find more negative than positive press on him. They referred to him as the greatest con man that you've probably never heard of. Like, it's all a con. If you Google manifestation, most of the articles are like, yeah, doctors say that the power of positive thinking is like good for you, but you can't really control anything. Well, that's like a victim mentality. And so if I'm delusional, I'd rather just be delusional than be a victim, straight up. I'd rather be delusional in my own reality, happy, than be a victim thinking that everything happens to me and my life is so sad and it's always going to be unfair. Fuck that. I lived my life like that for so long and it made me miserable. Like, I won't do it anymore. So I think, you know, we can call them Napoleon and Neville, whoever is on our side, on the side of a spiritual awakening and breaking out of the matrix. I really think that they are giving us information and it's your job to take it. So Taylor Swift, for example, right? She tells you in her music that she is queer. She tells you in her music videos that she's queer. Does everybody know that she's queer? No, because not everybody pays attention. That's fine. But once you see it, you can't unsee it. Britney Spears, they tell you she's fine. They say she got married to Sam and she is so happy and has never been happier. But once you see it, you cannot unsee it. And you know that that's not the truth. I feel like all of my podcast episodes have led to this very moment. The world around you shattering. It's a hard pill to swallow, but I promise after that, it gets really fun because you're not controlled anymore. Like breaking out of the so-called matrix, I don't think we're actually like all in pods, like hooked up to something. That's just my opinion, but I don't think that. I don't think it's a simulation, but I think it's a good analogy. I think a simulation is just showing you stuff that isn't really there, right? But giving you what you want and letting you see what you want to see. So once you shatter it, you see stuff for how it really is. I also think the Truman Show is a great analogy. Again, I don't think people are like all being monitored like that, but he lives in a world, spoiler, the movie came out like 25 years ago, so can't help you if you haven't seen it. You should watch it if you haven't. But he thinks that everything is real and everything around him is fully fabricated. And it's his whole life. And then when he wakes up, he's scared to death, kind of wants to die, but ultimately he ends up free, right? And I think that's us. Like, we're Jim Carrey in the Truman Show, and you can choose to stay within the comfort of that bubble, or you can choose to dissect everything and fight your way out. I get so many messages on a daily basis from like-minded people who are from all different walks of life, and we're not all the same. Like, I have a lot of very liberal people that follow this podcast and follow me on my Instagram page. And then I have a lot of like very strong Christians that follow me. And then I have like, it's a mixed bag. And so this isn't like a Christian or atheist, Democrat or Republican thing. And I think one of the ways that the pyramid has worked so well is it kind of like sorts you. You know, and you feel like, oh, well, these are my people. And like those people over there, no, they're not my people. And like, that is the goal, disconnection from humanity. Like, you're cutting yourself off from other human beings. Like, I truly believe we're a collective consciousness. Like, we're all one consciousness. That's a little hippy dippy. And maybe that'll be an episode for a different day. But we are not meant to feel like we're all separate and everyone's your enemy. Like, you are not my enemy if you voted for somebody that I didn't vote for. I don't really give a fuck. And also, I always vote because I think it's important. But at the end of the day, if voting was really that important, do you think that they would let us do it? I said what I fucking said. But so many people are thinking that now. And I think the 2020 election was the first time people were like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck is happening? And I think it's not by mistake that we're noticing it. And this isn't like a campaign for either nominee. I mean, straight up, like, that was a shit show of an election and we all know it. And I can't say that anyone is probably thrilled with the situation that we have going on in the White House. But see, that's another example. You're seeing what you're supposed to see. There isn't one person that I know who genuinely thinks that our sitting president is actually in charge right now. Like, everybody is saying that. People are saying like it's elder abuse at this point. Like, he has dementia. He clearly can't run a country. What's going on? So if he's not running it, who is? That means that there is somebody above him, right? Think of the pyramid. If he's not running the country, who is? Think about it. And like, people love to talk about a new world order. Like, oh my God, you guys need to be careful. Like, we're going to be ushered into a new world order. Babe, we're already in one. We are in a new world order right now. We are in a one world government. And I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying that to relax you. Like, first of all, we're in one and we're fine. We're in one and it's backfiring. We're in one and people are questioning a narrative in a way that we have never done it before. Like, everything is truly playing out the way that it's supposed to, but we've been in one, I would argue, for probably hundreds of years. And like, we're fine. We're so close to being fully out of this and fully free and living life the way that we were designed to live. So I'm not worried. And I don't want you to be worried either, because I'm telling you, like, it's fine. And unfollow any conspiracy adjacent account that's like, oh my God, like, New World Order, like, you guys better be careful. Like, the shot was the mark of the beast. Like, shut the fuck up. We're not doing that. We're not scaring people in the year of 2023. That's not what we're here to do. I don't think we're bringing in a new world order. I don't think we're calling in end times. I think it's the opposite. I think we are getting ourselves out of a new world order. And I think that we are moving into a place of freedom. And I know that all of this is a little bit bananas, but I felt like it was important. I get so many messages from people and they're really scared. And like, I get it, because I've been there. Also, I'm like, damn, like on what authority? Like, who am I to be trying to comfort people in my DMs? I will always do my best because like it is scary having a spiritual awakening. But like, you know, we're not meant to be afraid. Like everything that's happening in the world right now, I think is a really good thing. So I wanted to give you a few examples of times where we are being told to question and being told to wake up. The most recent example, which has quickly become a personal favorite of mine, is the Greta Thunberg protest arrest. I'm sure you saw because I posted about it. I'll post it again. I feel like probably most of you know who Greta Thunberg is. A quick Google will really give you everything that you need to know. But she is most famously known for a speech that she gave at the UN Climate Action Summit in 2019. Wild that they just let like a student waltz in there and give everybody a lecture. That was the whole, how dare you? I should be in school thing. And I was like, first of all, how dare me? What did I do? Second of all, I'm not making you skip school. Go back to school, girly. Little girly, what are you talking about? That was ridiculous. And even then, when I was like not even close to questioning my reality or the narrative, I was like, that's suspicious. Because when I was 16, do you think that they would have let me just like waltz in and speak at a UN climate change conference? Does that sound right to you? A girl who's organized school protests. That's what she had done prior to that speech, by the way. She had like had done some protests and asked her parents a way to like reduce their carbon footprint. And she like thinks she's better than everyone, so she won't get on a plane. Okay. Have fun taking a boat everywhere. That's what I have to say to that. See, it's like that mindset right there of it's your fault because you get on a plane. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Let's talk about Leonardo DiCaprio like narrating some National Geographic like Oscar award winning documentary on climate change. And then he has a private jet. Like literally go fuck yourself. Anyway, I'm a nice girl. Let me just back that up. You cannot put the onus on the individual. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's what they've done. And they make you feel like shit. And it is not your fault. Obviously, we need to take care of the world. Obviously, pick up after yourself. Don't litter, you know, but like, come on. So anyway, back to Greta. Sorry. So she gives that weird speech. And then after that, she's famous worldwide. And now she's considered like an activist, but she's a teenager. And she hasn't done anything except for read speeches that no one can prove that she wrote. Suspicious, but again, whatever. She wins all of these awards, okay? Not to mention multiple Nobel Peace Prize nominations. For doing what? Skipping school and reading a speech that somebody else wrote. It's interesting. And look, I'm not trying to bully a child, but first of all, she's not a child anymore. She's 20. And second of all, apparently she struggled with depression when she was like in middle school and she was diagnosed with like OCD. So I'm not making fun of her. I'm saying this is just proof that we can know so little about a situation. You know, we haven't seen her speak without a speech in front of her, right? Like we don't know if these thoughts or views are her own, but we're just so quick to give somebody fame and Nobel Peace Prize nominations because it looks good on paper. Oh, a 16-year-old skipping school because she cares about the environment. But like, if you dig a little bit, the backstory doesn't make sense at all. So in January, she was attending a protest in Germany over the expansion of coal mines and she gets arrested. Okay. And it's everywhere. It's all over. Every like social activist, social justice Instagram account picks the story up. It's everywhere. I'm seeing a bunch of people repost it. CNN runs a story on it. Okay. It's everywhere. And then a video comes out that she is sitting with the quote unquote police officers who arrest her or detain her. See, that's the thing. Then they came back and they're like, well, she wasn't arrested. She was detained. But it goes viral that she's arrested. We see a video of her and I will post it. She is laughing with them and joking with them, taking pictures before they pick her up and carry her away. Now, I don't know if you've had an experience being arrested before. I personally haven't, so I guess I can't speak to this. I'm pretty sure they don't let you like have a photo op before they carry you away. That just doesn't really sound correct. Even with that video out, CNN has not taken their article down. Like, they left it up and been like, oh my God, yeah, she was detained. No, she wasn't. No, the fuck she wasn't. And I have video proof of it. But again, back to the pyramid. This is where we're told you don't trust your eyes and your ears. You only trust what we tell you. And I reject that narrative. I think another really good example, which I didn't post about it when it happened. Part of me was trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. And then part of me was like a little bit nervous. Because again, sometimes I just don't know how much is too much to be sharing. But the actress Anne Haitch died in a car crash back in August. And there is footage of her on the gurney being carried away from the car wreck. And she sits up and tries to get out of the body bag. And they shove her in the back of an ambulance. And I mean, I've seen the footage with my own eyes, and it was very quickly brushed under the rug. Not one single mainstream media outlet reported that. Only the original clip of like the, I guess it was like helicopter footage. It was a news channel that was reporting, and they had a helicopter over the car wreck, which that in and of itself is kind of disturbing to me. And then the journalists are like, oh my God, wait, she sat up. She's alive. And then it cuts. Nobody picked it up. Not CNN, not MSNBC. Fox News didn't run anything on it. Like, nobody was like, oh, guys, that was so weird, right? Like, nobody talked about it. Everybody shut the fuck up about it. And I mean, the video is still out there. I'll post it on my Instagram. You can find it. It still exists. And no one was talking about it. And I think that's another example of, are you going to believe what your eyes are seeing? What you see yourself, or are you going to believe what they say? When they said she died on impact, there were no survivors in the car crash. Well, she's fucking sat up. So obviously that story that you're telling us isn't true. Now, I've been hesitant to comment on this because I don't know what that means for her. Like, I don't know if she's still alive and just was like, took this as an opportunity to live off grid. Sounds wild, but allegedly that happens in Hollywood a lot more than you'd think. It's happened before. Stranger things have happened, but I don't know if she died later. I don't know if they staged the car wreck. Like, I really don't know. The only thing I feel confident in is that she did not die on impact. She was not dead in the car. She was not dead when they were trying to put her in the ambulance. And the news told a very different story. And then when that video footage was released, everybody shut up about it. So I'm going to bring you back to All the World is a Stage. I don't know if you guys follow House and Habit. I like her. She's a citizen journalist, has really gone hard on exposing the Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein story because a lot of the media just isn't reporting on it at all, and she will. And she talked about how Ghislaine and Bill Clinton were close, and there's been a pretty big effort to cover that up from the general public. Like, they do not want us really knowing about that. You have to like skip several pages to get to anything about that if you're Googling it. And she put up a poll asking people, if it was Ghislaine mentioning Donald Trump this much, would anybody care? And 95% of people, obviously it's 95% of her followers who voted in a specific Instagram poll, but 95% said yes. If it was Ghislaine mentioning Donald Trump, it would be everywhere. And that should just show you that's what the general public thinks. Why doesn't the media think we should be talking about Bill Clinton and Ghislaine? But the media has an opinion about everything else. Who to vote for? They will tell you what to do with your body. They will tell you what to be afraid of. And again, because I believe in manifesting, we manifest whatever reality they want us to. If they tell you that everyone's going to catch this sickness and we're all going to die, and you start believing it, hate to tell you, bro, that's the reality you're going to start manifesting. And maybe you weren't afraid of the pandemic when it started. Like I said, I was, but a lot of people just started manifesting that reality for them. And if you want to go on like a deeper level, you know, I really think that when we continue to move into a higher vibration, like sickness and disease won't live in that version of our reality anymore. Because disease is literally dis-ease in the body, and that will not exist anymore when we've moved into heaven on earth, the way that we're supposed to be living. I understand that that's not logical, and that's fine. You don't have to even understand it. I just would say it would be good for everyone to start manifesting, you know, sickness and disease are not allowed to live inside my body. My body is a temple and my body is healthy. I am in perfect health. I have started proclaiming that over my life and have seen such a difference. And like, look at how different that is. Like when I say that, that gives me comfort. It lets me relax. When they were saying on the news, I mean, do you guys not remember when they were like, if you don't get the shot, it's going to be a winter of death for you and all of your loved ones. And the president said that to us. Like, thank you so much, sir. Released an official statement telling all of us that if we didn't get the shot, we would all die. Very much like Coach Carr from Mean Girls vibes. Like, you will get pregnant and you will die. That's what it felt like. And then they did it again with Roe v. Wade being overturned. Oh my God, the way the media was talking about it last summer, you would truly have thought that we had turned into Handmaid's Tale in the United States of America. I know there's people that don't live in America. Here's what you missed. The media told us that women had lost all rights to their body in every state. And while there have been some states where it is difficult to terminate a pregnancy now, and there's a lot more hoops that women have to jump through, I'm never going to be over here promoting an agenda of fear. And the media took it so far. I mean, you would have really thought we were like, under his eye, go get Aunt Lydia. Like, it was scary the place that the media took it. And while the ramifications of Roe v. Wade being turned over have definitely been felt, it is still very different than what we were told it was going to turn our country into. And when they can no longer scare you with something, they move on to the next subject. Oh, a balloon floating all the way from China to spy on our country that we're not going to shoot down. That'll scare them. Oh, but just kidding. We actually are going to shoot it down. They shot it down like Saturday afternoon off the coast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which honestly just checks out. If you've ever been to Myrtle Beach, like, it does make sense that that is where the balloon came down. And I have been saying it's not even a distraction. Like, so many people are like, oh, it's a distraction. No, the world is the stage, babe. You wouldn't have known about that fucking balloon if they didn't want you to know about it. There's a reason you know about it. And maybe there are people on one side that are trying to scare you still, right? There is opposition still. Like, there are still people who don't want you to manifest heaven on earth. They don't want you to be free from the shackles of this system that was built to keep us down. Like, they don't want you free from that. So, of course, there's people out there that want to keep you poor and sick and depressed and anxious. And I like to think, again, back to the pyramid, some people are putting out these messages being like, good, this will scare people. And it will. It'll scare some. Oh my God, the Chinese government's spying on us and they're probably going to like blow us up with like a nuclear weapon. But then there's another half of us that's like, yeah, we saw it because they wanted us to see it. It's making people wake up. This isn't real. And also, again, I think it's more proof about who's in the White House right now, because people are saying, like, why wouldn't he have made orders to shoot that out of the sky? Like, what kind of president would be like, sure, a communist country that claims that they have enough nuclear weapons to just obliterate our entire nation, they want to spy on us? Sure. Okay, fine. And people are like, yeah, what the fuck? That's not normal. That's not how a president would act. Who's calling these shots? It's obviously not him. Again, the world's a stage. You're either waking up or you're snoozing. I think you should wake up. I've gone very back and forth on if this was going to be a public episode or a Patreon episode, because about halfway through I was like, I think I'm saying too much. Should this be a private episode? And this is where I've landed. I'm going to make this one public. Obviously, if you're listening to this for free, you have figured that out. And this will be like a little advertisement for what's to come on Patreon. Definitely more episodes like this. And I feel like I can be a little bit more uncensored, I guess. And I will post that on my Instagram, which is at I Know I Sound Crazy. And there will be a link when it is up and ready so that you can follow along if you want. Obviously, no pressure at all. I'm starting a Patreon because people have asked me to start a Patreon. I would like the extra layer of privacy, obviously, if I'm going to talk about certain things, but like people have asked, so no pressure. Just you being here and listening means a lot to me. Also, I do want to correct something I said earlier in the episode. I said that Leonardo DiCaprio narrated that National Geographic documentary on climate change, and I said like Oscar award winning. He was giving his Oscar acceptance speech and he talked about climate change. And then he narrated the National Geographic documentary on climate change. But the documentary did not win an Oscar. I just feel like I should clear that up. It's important to me to say stuff correctly. I'm going to end this episode with the same quote that I started the episode with, by William Shakespeare, from As You Like It. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. I'll let you decide what you think, if you think the world is a stage or not. Spoiler, it is, but obviously come to your own conclusion. And walk in the freedom of it. Like, once you see it, stuff doesn't seem quite as bad anymore. And I'm sure there's people who are going to be like, you're looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Fine. That's fine. Personally, I think that everybody on planet Earth right now is here because they want to be part of the shift in the collective consciousness. And even babies that are being born right now want to be on Earth for this. So that's why they're choosing to come here now. This is a really special time in humanity. And you get to be alive for it. So if you ever, you know, having a down day, just remember that you chose to come to Earth during a time where we're having a collective shift in consciousness and raising our vibration together, breaking out of the 3D and moving into the reality that we were always intended to live in. It's a lot to take in, but, you know, listen to this, sleep on it. Meditate. I promise everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be more than okay. We are right on track. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Ashlyn Galloway, and I know I sound crazy, but I'm usually right.